Slowly but surely, Wobble Land, warmer temperatures are starting to creep in. It's about time. This week, we're going to be hanging out in the upper 80s. And because these are the warmest temperatures we've seen in quite some time, I wanted to bring on our meteorologist, Nick Maruziak, from our Partners in News at ABC 21, to talk about this new phrase being tossed out there. It's called wet bulb temperatures. So with that, we say good morning to Tricky Nicky. Hey, Nick.
Good morning. You know, it's not a new, maybe it just entered the public lexicon, but it's something that actually I've seen in use before, and that was in Arizona. So let me explain what wet bulb temperature is. The science is a little tricky. So what you do is you would take a thermometer, and you'd wrap it in a wet towel, and you'd legitimately use it like a sling. And you do this a few times. What you're trying to do is get the water that's in it to evaporate. So if you think about a really dry day, you put a towel outside, right? And it dries relatively quickly. Technically, anywhere around that is going to be colder. That is your wet bulb temperature. Now, let's say it's a humid day. You've left your towel out in the outside the shower. It's all humid, right? How many times have you gone back 24 hours later and that towel is still wet? That would be a wet bulb temperature as well. The difference is the towel would not have cooled off the air around it as much. So really what you're measuring is akin to heat index. It's a little more complicated than that. But if you want to think of it that way, it is certainly a measurement of how cool it can be once you take all the moisture out of the air.
So, okay, with this logic then, with this wet bulb temperature, does it help tell us perhaps then how the heat will impact us as humans?
Actually, yes. So let's go back to Arizona. What they would do is they would go out to the middle of the football field and they put a sling psychrometer. That's how you measure it. They'd wave it around the air and they check the wet bulb. At a certain temperature, I believe it's 95 degrees, the human body cannot effectively cool itself. So you know how you sweat in a hot, humid summer day and you don't feel any colder? That's kind of similar to that. Obviously, at 95, it goes from it's uncomfortable to it's downright deadly at times. At a certain temperature, I think it's around, I'd have to double check the exact number, but it's basically 150. That would be where the human body just simply shuts down immediately because it's too hot and it can't even function at the high temperature. So wet bulb at 95 is where we start talking about really dangerous. And that's where actually in Arizona, in the middle of summertime, you know, August, September, they would pull football players off the field until it got cooler because it was unsafe for outdoor activities.
Is this a term that you use a lot in your world or probably not so much when we're in Indiana?
I don't think it's tough to say. There's, you know, a ton of academic words that we use, but then you go into the public and you try and explain, you go, you know what, let's just talk about the heat index.
Right.
Here's what it's going to feel like. You know, there's a certain point where the science just becomes jargon and where it's going to be confusing. So, for instance, yeah, you should know what a wet bulb temperature at 90, 95 is dangerous and, in fact, could be deadly. But at the same point, it's easier to tell people, hey, we've got a excessive heat warning. It's going to feel like 115. Limit your outdoor activities. You know, it's kind of it's terminology versus impacts, really.
At least you're honest about it, Nick, when it comes to some of this this lingo, if you will. But I think rest assured, folks don't need to worry about a wet bulb temperature as we head into this week's warm temps.
No, you know why? Because there's not a lot of humidity in the air. You know, when we get temperatures where it's 85, 90, and the dew points are in the low 70s, then you start thinking about, okay, we got to limit our outdoor activities. When it's 80, 85, and there's no humidity, you can get outside and enjoy it because guess what? Your body's going to regulate the heat by sweating. The sweating would cool you off. Now, that being said, obviously, at a certain point, you want to start drinking some liquid just to replenish it. But in terms of, you know, heavy duty, you can't be outside type weather, no, I don't see it being this week. Not with temperatures even in the mid to upper 80s and not a lot of humidity, I don't think it's going to be that bad. Obviously, once you get into summer, that's where we start talking about it. But in a way, Mother Nature takes care of that problem because that's how we get pop-up showers and thunderstorms.
Who knew I was going to be getting a science lesson like this from you, from a guy that I call Tricky Nicky?
Hey, you know what? I'm more than just my good looks, okay?
That's right. You are a man of many talents. That is our meteorologist, Nick Maruziak, from our Partners in News at ABC 21, joining us here on Well, Who Knew? You learn something new every day.
Podcasts by Federated Media.